Good afternoon, Los Angeles and all of Southern California. I'm Farley Malaris, and you're listening to Astrological Metaphysical Radio, the phenomenon of the 90s. On KFOX 93.5 FM, your talk alternative. All right, Southern California, today we're going to talk about the Libra factor and balance and why so many people and situations seem out of balance, how that will karmically automatically correct itself if we don't do anything about it. It's amazing how this universe is a universe that is built on balance. So no matter what, the scales always come up equal. That's true. I feel really good. I was in the desert for almost 5 days, and when I got back to L.A., it smells in this town. When you're out in nature and you're sitting there breathing clean air and drinking fresh water, you get back to L.A., and for about 2 hours, it takes you a while to get used to the cloud that we live in here. My goodness. No wonder people are sick and nervous and irritable. We must be breathing some kind of toxin. For sure, we must. But too bad there's something we can't do about all this poison in this city. But anyway, I figure that's what you need once in a while. To restore balance, to retain balance, it is important to pull out of the city occasionally and get some clean air, fresh water. And I feel sorry for people that think that they have to sit around the house and watch TV, locked up in their toxic environment. You know, a lot of people in L.A. are not feeling so good. Unfortunately, there's a lot of illness in this city, and I know why. It's because of the environment. Especially some of the older folks. Like, I asked my mom and dad, how come they never go on vacations? They're afraid to because they don't want to catch, you know, an illness or something while they're gone. They want to be near the doctor and such. And I can understand that. Living in L.A., you need to have a doctor nearby because of the toxic environment. But anyway, I'm back and I feel better. I feel renovated and recharged. Okay, let's take a look at this topic on balance because I think it is very important. And why is that? Okay, I'll tell you why. First of all, because a lot of people are feeling off-center right now. And second of all, because whenever you have this many cardinal transits, and I want you to become aware that the two signs right now that are in more conflict than any other signs are Cancer and Capricorn. Now, the reason why that is because if you took a laser beam and ran through the center of the Earth all the way to 10 Cancer and then all the way to the other side to 10 Capricorn, you would have Jupiter on one end of that laser beam and Neptune and Saturn in line exactly on the other end of that laser beam. So we call that cardinals on fire. Whenever we have large planets in opposition for an elongated period, and that really is why a lot of people, a lot of nations, a lot of families, a lot of individuals, a lot of relationships are being pressured to go through drastic changes right now. And I want to make that clear. A lot of us, all of us, are being affected by the Jupiter-Saturn opposition and the Jupiter-Neptune opposition, and very shortly the Jupiter-Uranus opposition that's going on. Do you know why that is? Well, I'll tell you why. Because the one sign in the zodiac that controls balance, which is Libra, is the sign that is caught in the middle. You see, whenever Cancer and Capricorn have a problem, then the signs that suffer the most are the signs that are in a polar opposition to each other, but in direct square locations, direct stress locations, that is, to Capricorn and Cancer. And the two signs that are at direct stress locations to Capricorn and Cancer are Aries and its opposite sign, Libra. We call that a T-square or grand square location in the zodiac. And because Libra, okay, because Aries is the self and self-realization and self-awareness and self-esteem and metaphysically the deepest root source information that defines Aries would be the spiritual relationship with the self, self-love, authentic love for the self. And then on the opposite end of that, the polar opposite of Aries is Libra, which represents balance, balance, all balance, everywhere. Some people think that Capricorn is the sign that rules karma. And I do agree. I do agree that Capricorn is the sign that rules suffering. In other words, if you want to see, like, there's different elements in the zodiac to help define karma for you. Whereas Capricorn would represent the martyrdom or the growth you would go through by not being able to let go. Libra would represent the eventual result or the balance that comes from the martyrdom. Is that clear? And oftentimes we find that Aries is the pell-mell, freight train to hell type energy that blindly goes forward, goes forth into the fog or into the trees of the forest, the dark forest, sometimes unknowledgeable about what's ahead. And Cancer is the emotionalism, or sometimes impulsively being affected to situations emotionally that will lead us into them. Because we love something, or because we need love, or because we want to be nurtured or pampered, or because we think this offers security. See, so you put it all together, and you become aware that with Jupiter in Cancer at 10 degrees, and Saturn and Neptune in Capricorn at 10, we have a heavy stress factor going on in the cardinals, and when you have all that karma, then what that does is it throws everything off balance. Almost everything. So it's very difficult right now to find someone out there who I would say would be in a perfect state of balance. And besides the fact we're 24 hours from the peak of the moon wobble, which doesn't really help much, because considering that whenever the sun becomes conjunct to, square to, or opposed the north node of the moon, which is a 1 month effect, which happens four times a year, four full months out of the year total, right? Then whenever we have the moon wobble, what that does is it sort of knocks emotional punch, our feelings, the heart and the soul of an idea or a relationship. I met a couple in the desert who had just gotten married right during the moon wobble. I thought, oh, wow, too bad they didn't call me ahead of time, because I would have told them not to do that. Not that a marriage would fail if you got married during the moon wobble, but the percentage of disappointment might go up several percentage points because of the timing being off, or because sometimes the emotional punch and the heart and the soul of a particular idea or entity that would be created during a moon wobble would not be there. We've already got the most severe cardinal stress I have seen in my life. To have Jupiter 10 Cancer and Saturn and Neptune at 10 Capricorn, Jupiter retrograde, and Jupiter also opposed Uranus at 3 Capricorn, this is the most severe cardinal stress I have ever seen. Obviously, there's so much pressure worldwide with the building of this aspect. We will notice the events in China, which gave them the option to go democratic. We will notice Glasnost and the events in Russia, the Soviet Union, which has led them to be a more democratic society. We will notice the pressure in Germany to finally reduce and remove the Berlin Wall and the entire wall that surrounds the East Germany. We will also notice the pressure in Nicaragua, a lot of the pressure building up worldwide for freedom, for human rights, for balance, and for authentic love, humanitarian bonding. There is a mission that is going on this planet right now, and I'm aware that a lot of battle lines are being drawn. There's a lot of issues right now that are being forced up, not only on a worldwide level, but because we begin at home with the individual, there are tremendous controversial issues on individual levels that concern almost everything in life. The funny thing about the cardinal aspect, Cancer, the Cancer factor, which also is at odds or in stress to the balance factor, which is Libra, is the worry factor. Besides mentioning the craziness and the uncertainty of the stock market and the craziness and uncertainty of the environment and the weather and the earthquakes and hurricanes and tidal waves and all this stuff, it's like the world right now, Earth, has entered a vortex state by being in this astrological aspect where literally we have nothing to go on. We literally have nothing to go on to understand what is about to happen to us. The only thing we can really do is try to make the humanitarian choice. Because this is all totally an Aquarian effect, because this is all totally a symptom of this entire solar system moving into a vibration, an Aquarian vibration, which absolutely not only dictates but requires humanitarian and spiritual endeavors and priorities to preserve and offer sanctuary and salvation on this planet for all people, not just some of them, but all of them, that if we don't make some of the right choices now, that we could end up paying for it very shortly. You know, we have a lot of lords involved here. Jupiter is the lord of Sagittarius, and Neptune is the lord of Pisces. Saturn is the lord of Capricorn, and Uranus is the lord of Aquarius. Notice that they are in order. The lords of Sag, Capricorn, Aquarius, and Pisces. Bing, bang, boom, boom. And what have been the most critical signs affected through these large planetary transits? Well, Sag, for the last 10 years, from Saturn and Uranus, Neptune being there. Capricorn, now Aquarius coming up in the 90s because it is the age of Aquarius, and Pisces because this is the age we're leaving. So with all these planets at odds with each other, with the planetary lord of Sagittarius Jupiter, which rules freedom in the sign of Cancer, which rules emotionalism, at odds with Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune, the lord of Capricorn, Aquarius, and Pisces, issues concerning karma, which is Saturn, humanity, which is Uranus, and also spirit, which is Neptune, are what's going on in this planet right now. And what are the two signs in polar stress to these? Aries and Libra. The spirit self and balance. Now, I keep asking myself, I keep saying, Farley, you're a Libra rising. You've got Mars in Libra. You've got Neptune in Libra. You are playing a very important role right now in a lot of the choices that are affecting yourself and a lot of people that are similar to you, maybe in Southern California, maybe in a larger scale. Who knows? But still, my life has been so simplified that at this point, what I try to do every day is I try to take that course that helps me come to a path or a being, an essence in my life that offers more balance. You know, you might go up to some people and say, hey, what's going to give you some balance in your life? You know, there's a lot of people out there that own property. They have money in the bank. They have a job. They're basically healthy. And yet they'll call me up and they'll say they need more money. There are other people out there on the same hand that are making $5-6 an hour, if that, that have no food, no money, no clothing, and they're having trouble making the rent. Now, I can understand money being balanced for them, for sure. But there are also people out there that have so much money and so much power that they need more money to maintain the whole thing. And that's what they think balance is. Oh, no. That's karma. That's karma. Abundance is okay. Prosperity is okay. But you know what happens if you gain too much weight? You start getting acid indigestion. Your system starts backing up, and oftentimes you throw off the balance of your body and you start aching, and you can, if you put too many poisons and toxins into the system, there's a saying, it says anything in moderation. It goes the same with money and power. If you have enough money and power to live and to sustain, that's one thing. But if you start, making it a quest, where all of a sudden there's victims in your wake, where all of a sudden some of the profits you're making possibly are unnecessary, or maybe you have enough real estate, you start to overload the system. And maintaining that monster is not balance. But some people think they need more money to balance. You know what? Balance to me is something that is spiritual. Because whenever I look at the deep-rooted meaning of each and every one of the zodiac factors, like for today's topic, Libra, I always look at the spiritual root of the sign. And even though a lot of people think that Libra means love and marriage and partners and romance and all that stuff, to me, Libra is spiritual balance. That means you are one with God, with yourself, with the universe, and you are at peace with this information. In other words, you don't allow your ego to run wild or to go berserk because you have this kind of balance. So oftentimes, if you check your priorities, you know, you must ask yourself, what do I need to have balance? Make a list. And then, next to that list, write the word spirit next to those motives which are spiritually sound. If you don't write spirit next to a motive that is spiritually sound, then that might be a reason why you don't have balance, and that also might be a reason where you are literally pinpointing your karma. Literally. Because you know what karma is? Karma is thinking that you need something to create balance that you really don't need. And the quest, the craving, the hunger to have that item or that person or that money or that whatever, that house. And when you finally do get it, the necessary energy required to maintain it oftentimes does not dictate balance. In fact, it is karma. It is obsession. Sometimes it's selfishness, and oftentimes it is a material priority beyond the spirit. You know, there's only two choices in this dimension. There is that which is eternal, which is spirit. And there is that which is finite, which is material. And, you know, right now when we take a look at the planet, a lot of the stuff that is going on in this planet is a battle between spirit and material. Why did the East Berliners and the East Germans have that wall up? Because they wanted to have a captive audience to run their economy. Because they knew that once they lowered that wall, it'd be like everyone leaving a prison. And that's what happened. Hundreds of thousands of people have evacuated East Germany, and their economy is now paying for that karma of being obsessed with power, and their economy obviously has fallen apart because of it. It was in bad shape already. But see, the whole philosophy behind things like communism or even capitalism, which is not a perfect answer, is a balance scale between spirit and material. If we could develop a system for people that was a system that was based on spiritual balance worldwide, authentic love, humanitarian concepts, where no longer would it be necessary for us to take a profit from our brothers and sisters, which are really one with ourselves, where somehow we could have a system of sharing, of barter, of once people reached a certain level of abundance, that money would somehow be returned to the masses. Not to the government, but to the masses. Sometimes I think that those that run the government also abuse their power, and they end up wasting all this money that could be used to curing disease, to feeding the homeless, to housing and giving them shelter and clothing. And all this money is being, you know, delivered to who knows where. If you wonder why the Soviet Union's in trouble, it's because they took much of their money throughout this last 100 years and dumped it into defense that they'll never need, because they don't want a war. They don't actually have the economy to continue a war. I don't know if you knew this or not, but about the only alternative the Soviet Union would have if they ever had another war would be a nuclear, because I don't think they could finance a war with a standing army. They're broke. They don't have any money over there. And a lot's going on, and, you know, and a lot of this is obviously starting at the individual level, which means that if you are having a problem in your life, if you are hurting over some issue where there is not balance, let's say it's the relationship that you want so much, where you feel like you're going to die if it's not there, right? Let's say that it's the relationship with the child or with the parent. Let's say it's the frustration with the job. Whatever it is. Let's say it's a frustration with a car you own or with a residence that you live in. Sometimes it's important to just let go and say goodbye and close the chapter of karma that is not balance and seek that which can restore spiritual balance and grace and mercy and that one pure relationship that you know you have before this life, while you're here, and when you leave, that relationship with the self. How many times can you look into the mirror, into your own eyes, and humbly respond how much you truly care about yourself in a very loving way, just like you would tell someone that you are married to, that you love yourself, not in an ego or conceited way, but that you really care, that no longer is it important for you to acquire people or objects or money to make you happy, because you have what's the reflection in that mirror dictates. You have you. And I don't care if you're bald or if you're tall or if you're short or if you're fat or skinny. I don't care if you have complexion problems or back problems or if you're mutant or birth defects or whatever. This is what you are. This is what you have come to. And the key to get through this particular period in Earth history and to prepare for whatever we are about to enter, as far as drastic world changes are concerned or anything, is to be at one with yourself, at one with God, at one with the universe, and to let go of all your worries and fears, and to bound yourself and nurture yourself and nourish yourself with the spirit that dwells within. Because in reality, that's all there is. Spirit within. That's wealth. That's richness. If something terrible happened to society and the economy, I might not have toothpaste or soap, and I might not have underwear. I would hope I could find some fresh water somewhere and something to nibble on. But what I know I would have is my spirit. And whether we are in a period of abundance like we are now, basically, or whether we're in a period of scarcity, which is very possible if things keep going the way they're going and something's not done quick, it's so important to be at peace. Sometimes, you know, some people on this planet, all they get during the day, as you might get a big avocado sandwich or something, they might just have a drink of water and some meditation. And that's their nourishment. A lot of people in India do that, believe it or not. They meditate and pray for food and for abundance and such and for shelter and for peace and spiritual grace. You know, I think that's what the message is all about right now. I know a lot of people out there ache. They hurt. Their insides are wounded. Their heart is wounded. Their mind. They're anxiety ridden. They're stressed out. They're scared to let go. But you know what? If you don't let go, if you don't do something about it on your own terms, make your own choices, it's amazing how the universe will for you. That's what balance is all about. If you don't correct the scales yourself, somehow, some way, that Capricorn factor will come in. Cancer factor with all the worrying. Aries factor with the possible selfishness. And the Capricorn factor with the martyrdom. And the suffering and the pain equals Libra factor, which ends up with eventual growth. And a lot of folks out there born in the 40s and 50s have Neptune in Libra. And they're going through this stuff. And people born in the 50s, some of them have Saturn in Libra. And many of you out there have Pluto in Libra. Some of the younger folks. A lot of you have just plain old Libra planets. Many of you, maybe 80% of you, are littered with the other cardinals, Cancer, Capricorn, and Aries in your chart, and you're feeling it. But no matter what, everyone has the Jupiter in Cancer, opposition Saturn, Neptune, and Uranus in Capricorn, somewhere in their chart, somewhere in their houses. Whether there's any negative aspects to other planets in your chart, there are two of your houses in your chart that are having the Jupiter opposition right now. So everyone is shown drastic karmic change right now. The balance scales are tipping. They're either tipping one way or the other, but they're eventually going to be righted up. And you gotta be ready for this stuff. If you're pain conscious like I am, then you want to do the best you can to keep seeking balance. And that's what I do. That's what my life is dedicated to. I have North Node in the 7th house. My mission in life, my purpose in life is a mission of balance. It's that 7th house vibration is Libra. It's everywhere in my chart.